Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Aleph. Peah Daf Aleph, and we start a new Masechta and a new world, really, here in the Daf Yerushalmi for the OU. This Masechta Shiurim is sponsored by an anonymous sponsor in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we thank them for the sponsorship. And we get into inyanim of mitzvos hatuyos baretz, inyanim of zra'im, real zra'im. And the first masechta that we have that does not have a bavli on it, so we really have to focus and appreciate everything that we have in this Yerushalmi. So we start with Masechas Peah, which is one of the matnas aniyim, one of the gifts that we give to the poor. We know there are matnas kahuna, and there are matnas aniyim. There are matanos that we give to the kohen. There are matanos that we give to the levi. There are matanas that we give to the aniyim. And that's what the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim discusses, right? This is one of the Rambam's amazing categorizations and laws. There's no such thing as Hilchos Matnas Aniyim in Mishnayos, in Zerayim. We have Peah. In Peah, the Rambam has, we will talk about in this Masechta, Be'ez Hashem, Leket Shech and Peah, all three. Leket, remember the gleanings that fall down as one cuts. Shechacha are the bundles that are left. There's even Shechachas Kama also, not just the bundles, but even if an area of the field I didn't remember to cut, to harvest, it's still attached. That also could be Shechacha, different rules. And Peah, Leket Shech and Peah, those are the three that are discussed in this Masechta. The Rambam put all three together in a larger category called Matnas Aniyim, because the Rambam includes Staka, which is also discussed at the end of Maseches Peah, Maiser Ani. The Rambam puts these all together in the larger category called Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says at the beginning of the set of Halachas, which is in Zerayim, Yesh B'chol and Shalosh Eser Mitzvos, 13 mitzvos. 13 mitzvahs are discussed in Matnas Aniyim, 7 mitzvahs asay, and 6 mitzvahs lo sa'asay, which will mostly be discussed in this Masechta. And the first two, lahaniach peah, shalo yechala hapeah. There's a mitzvah asay to leave the corner of my field in order for the aniyim to get, and not an iser to cut, to harvest the peah. The Rambam says, hakotzer esadehu. That's important. We're going to have that b'shem on today's daf. The chiyuv starts right when you start cutting your field. Hakotzer asadehu, lo yitzar kol asadeh. One is not allowed to cut the entire field kula. Ela yaniach kama ma'at la aniyim besof asadeh. I have to leave a little bit for the aniyim at the end of the field. Shenemar lo sechala pasadcha bikutzrecha, echad hakotzer vechad atolish. Doesn't mean if you're harvesting with a kli, whether you're pulling out, v'zishem iniachu anikra peah. And what you leave is called peah. We know there's peyas harosh, right? There's on the sides of my head, right? Not to cut my payas, as they're called, but there's also payas of the field. And the Rambam says, Kishem Sheminiach Basada Kach Bi'ilanos. We'll get to Leket Shecha Peah, what it applies to. Peah applies to fruit. Also, not just tivua, just like one leaves Peah Basada Kach Bi'ilanos, Kisha Osef is Peah Roseyan, Meniach Ma'at La'aniyim. What happens if one violated and cut the whole field? So what does one do then? Right? If one didn't do Peah, so is this one of those mitzvahs asay nitak lasay, if you violate? The Rambam says aver v'katzer as kol asada o asaf kol apeiro so ilon lokeach b'masha katzer o asaf ma'at v'noso laniyim. Right, even if you cut it, you didn't lose the opportunity. You're not supposed to do that, but you still could do it. Just like we know by challah, if I baked without being mafresh, then I have to be mafresh after the afiyah, after the baking. So the Rambam says I should still give it to the aniyim, even if I gathered it already. Shenisinano mitzvah saseh shenemar laani v'lager tazov osam. Right, that's the leave it for the ani and for the ger. That's a pasuk in Parshas Emor. We'll have to talk about what is that pasuk doing smack in the middle of the moadim. And Perachav Gimel and Emor, it's all the Moadim. So you have Pesach and Shavuos, and then all of a sudden, Peah and Leket. And then you get back to Rosh Hashanah. Like, what's it doing in the middle there? We'll have to see. Maybe some of the Mefarshim will talk about it. Just mention Rashi, because maybe you're familiar with Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Ma Ra Kasav Litzanam Be'emsa HaRagalim, Pesach Vatzeres Mikan, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom V'Chag Mikan. What is Leket, Shech, and Peah doing smack in the middle of the Moadim discussion in Parshas Emor? Lola Medcha, it's to teach me. Shekol Hanosein Leket, Shechacha, Upeya, La'ani, Karaui, if somebody gives the Matnas Aniyim properly, Malan Alav Ki'ilu Bana Beis HaMikdash, V'hikar V'alav Karbonosa B'socho. It's like they brought a carbon and built the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Wow. You built the Beis HaMikdash by leaving Peah. I'll have to talk about that. Is there any other pshatim? But that's Rashi right there in Parshas Emor. But that's where it is. That's the source. But that's the Rambam here. Even if one already cut, so you still have to do the mitzvah. And then he is. Afilu tachar hakemach. Let's say you even ground up the flour. You already have it in flour. V'loshu v'afu pas. You already made bread out of the grain that you're supposed to leave. Harizeno said peya menapas la'aniyim. Right, you have to leave that. Avad kala katsir shakatsar. What if you lost? Oh, this is, again, finishing the Rambam. If somebody, all the harvest was lost, or nisrafa was burned, kodem shi'itin apeya harizeloka. If the opportunity to leave peya has disappeared, right, this is the sugi mesachas makos. If I have a chance to do a nitak lase, but then that possibility is taken away from me, then I get malchus. Because then there's the losase without the possibility of nitak lase. Shari avra al mitzvahs losase, meini yachol lekayim ase, sheba shenitak lo. Right, that's the Rambam, the first three halachas of Hilchas not matnas aniyim. And then the Rambam goes into, v'chein beleket, he goes into leket, halacha dalet v'chein beperet, we'll have to get to peret and ololos. Question in the Rishonim, what exactly does that mean? But special matnas aniyim that comes to grapes. Maybe the single grapes that fall down, maybe the not such great quality. So I'll have to see. That's peret and ololos. And the Rambam continues. Nibsa, let's just one of our halacha zayin. Lamad sha'arba matnas laniyim bekerem. There are four in a kerem. Peret olus peya shichacha v'shalosh matanos betfua leket shichah v'peya shtayim b'ilanos peya v'shichacha. We'll see what's by ilanos, what's by anavim, and what's by tfua. So that's the Rambam helping us get us into the discussion of peya midaraisa. Peya in loshir, as we'll see by the Shem in, we see every morning in the Mishnah, that we say, that we'll see in a minute, in loshir, midi Rabbanan, as we'll see, 1/60th, that's what the Rabbanan, decided. What about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? Nobody's ever heard of Peya Bizman Hazeh leaving the field? So that is because of the way that society works today. The, Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch Yaradeh Shin Lamed Beis, there's one simon in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Matnas Din Matnas Aniyim. Right, that's Shin Lamed Beis. Right between Shin Lamed and Aleph is Trumas and Maestros. That could be one of the biggest simanim, if not the biggest simanim in Shulchan Aruch. 146 Se'ifim. Right, in Shin Lamed Beis. Trumas and Maestros. Right, that's Lamaisa. And then Shin Lamed Aleph. And Shin Lamed Beis is Din Matnas Aniyim. One Sif. And then that's right before Reishis Hageis, which is Shin Lamed Gimel. So, Leket Shicho Peya. Im Ein Aniyah Yisrael Mitsuyim Sham. Litlam Ein Sarach La'anicham. If Aniyim don't take the peya or the leket in the way that we would leave it bizman hazeh, we don't have aniyim waiting at the edge of our fields and hoping to get some of the tua. No, right? Aniyim go to the tzedakah organizations or to go to the shuls to collect tzedakah. Right? That doesn't work through the leket shicha v'peya anymore. So there's no reason to leave it if the aniyim's not going to get it. What, I'm going to leave it and then it's just going to get rotten and it's nobody's going to get it. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to leave the peya if it's not going to be eaten. Hagar Ramah v'ha'idna einogin b'hem l'fisha rov ovdei kochavim v'myanichem yaviyo ovdei kochavim yidlam. Right, or if the non-Jews are going to get it, there's no specific mitzvah to do it. So the Shach says in Sarach la'anicham she'einogin min ha'Torah ela be'eretz u'b'chutz la'aretz heimi d'rabanan. We'll have to get to that. And we'll have to see the Mefarshim. Look in the Chazon Ish, he also notes this. The Chazon Ish on Zroim. Others, the Chazon Ish wrote on everything. So if you look in Hilchas Maaseros, the Chazon Ish says, "Vetzleinu halechem bizol umatsui." You can just buy bread in the store. "Ve'ikar ha'anius hilashar hatzrachim." And most people aren't—they're not poor to have grain. They need money. "Ve'ikar anius hilashar hatzrachim bein besuda bein beklitashmish v'dira v'kvisa washing machine u'begadim v'yeser hatzrachim ve'ein ani machzir al apsachim." They don't want bread. They go to your house. They don't want a loaf of bread that you give them. They surely don't want wheat. V'ladush v'litcho v'lefos v'yavo ha'aravim v'yilkatom shehem betchunos mesugolos l'kach u'kamoshim alakdim esvasavim va'anfe eitz bari Yisrael v'chulu mikom akam hashto lo chaya leket shimi leket lo yikatu ani Yisrael u'bezelo amretor. And he continues. Therefore, the mitzvah doesn't apply in its natural form of bizman hazeh. But obviously, there are a lot of details that we have to see and the messages of the halacha as well. Maybe just to finish off with the finish the introduction with the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in, again, Mitzvah Peah. There's a lot, number of them. Mitzvah in Tuf, Reish Tezayin. Reish Tezayin says the Chinuch. L'anich Peah Minat Tavua. Shenemar L'aniv L'ager Tazav Osam. As we just mentioned, Acher Shesachar Losala B'chasot Chol Pirish Ger Zeger Tzedek. Kol Ger Hamiman Zaniim. Maiser Sheni. Maiser Anim. V'chulu. Bisharshi mitzvah, ki Hashem Baruch Hu ratza lios amo, asher bachar mi'utarim b'chomida tova v'yakara. Hashem wants his nation to be have the midos, noble and refined midos, v'sheyi alahem nefesh bracha v'ruach nediva. And we should have a special bracha. V'kfar kasavti ki mitoch ha'pulos tispal ha'nefesh, as the Chinuch says 100 times, right, we are affected by what we do. Acharei pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos, v'tia tova v'tachul birchas Hashem ba. Ve'in safek, ki bahosir ha'adam chilak echam mipeirosav sadeyu. Right, if somebody leaves over from his fruit, v'yafkirim, sheyenu bo hatzrichim, so that the people, he can make an hefker, so that whoever needs could partake of it, tera'e b'nafsho sovar ratzon, v'ruach nachon u'mavorach. His nefesh will be affected. Will be affected by what we do, by leaving over, by recognizing that I'm not the balabayas. Ki Hashem yizbarach his bi'o b'tuvo, recognizing that Hashem is the one that satiated me in his goodness, v'gam nafsho b'tov talin. V'hama'asef kakol alabayas. If I take everything into my house, v'lo yasher achrav bracha, sheyehnu b'hem ho'evyonim, I don't leave till that the poor people could partake. Ashero hasadeh, they saw the field. They see how much you have. They're on the outside. V'yisavu taiva eleha lamali nafsham ki ra'evu. That's even worse. It's not like even you have it in your own house. People have, you don't know how much your investments are going to be. Here they see. They see your field. They see the success of the yavul. Yoreh b'nafsho b'lisafik roa lev v'nefshash ra. That's a terrible thing because they see it and you're not going to share it. And the Gemara says in Sota Davches, which he quotes here, b'midash adam bodeid ba modedin lo. Right, midah k'neged midah. If a person is, takes everything for themselves, they don't share it, Hashem is not going to share it with you. V'zeh ini yaspik lanu al tzad apshat, gam beleket, v'shichacha, uperet, hakerem, v'ololis. And there's a lot more, but that is the Sefer HaChinuch. Note that this is one of the mitzvos that are not like we're used to the matnas kahuna. After I do something, after I do meruach, after I gather it and harvest it and make it into a pile, so then I'm chayiv in shumis and maisras v'chulu. But the matnas, but peah is before that. Peah is just leaving it. If I harvest one part of the field, all of a sudden I have to leave another section of my field to make sure that it is partaken by the aniyim. So I'll have to get to. And leked, shechacha is going to be something fascinating. Right? It's the only mitzvah that you could do by forgetting. Right? By forgetting something. Or when you remember, don't pick it up. We'll have to talk about that, the special bracha that shechacha brings. Okay, here we go. First perek in Peah, perek Elu Dvarim. Perek Elu Dvarim. Peah has eight prakim. Eight prakim, and we're in the first one again. It goes peah, I think lechet, then shichacha, then a lot of halachas of tztaka are discussed. The Rambam in the Matnas Aniyim discusses tztaka also. This is where the Rambam talks about hilchos tztaka. We have the main mefarish, as we'll see, the Oz V'Hadar put the Mahara Fulda. There is no Sefer Charedim, sadly, on Peah. He was amazing on Brachas, but we have Baruch Hashem, wonderful other Mefarshim. We have the Mahara Fulda is here again, and the Ras Irlio, and the Vilna Gaon, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a lot of the Mefarshim that we have on Maseches Peah. So we start off very familiar, right? Then we think that, oh, we never learned Peah before. We say Peah every morning. Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur. We know we say Birchas HaTorah every morning. And in order to have all of Torah covered, right after we say Berachas Torah, we say Psukim, right? That's Asher Yivrecha Hashem Yishbrecha. We say Mishnah, right here, Peah, Elu Dvarim. And then we have a Braisa, which is Nechshav Gemara. That's the other Elu Dvarim from Maseches Shabbos. Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur. So these items do not have any amount, do not have any quantity, right? The Mara Fulda says, Mida O Raisa Ka'amar. On a Torah level, right, there's no amount for Peah, Kemo, Shemaforish, Peperak, Rashis, Agaz, like it says in Chulin, right, the Ilam Midrabanan, we'll see, Amrinan, we'll see the Mishnah later on, in Pochsin, Lepeah, Mipachas, Mishishim. So one needs 1/60th Midrabanan. But Midaraisa, Elud Varm Shein Lahem Shir. So Peah, number one. And Vahabikurim, Bikurim, that we know is a separate Masechta, but it's listed here because there's also no shear. How much Bikurim? You go down once it's growing, and I put a ribbon on it. Also, many of these Matanos have something unique about them. I just mentioned Bikurim is unique. It's the only one that one has to designate before it grows. Before it grows, right? When it starts just starting to blossom, you put a little ribbon on it, nothing grew yet. Right, a symbol of emuna, a symbolized al shem ha'asid. Right, Bikurim is a unique one of the matnas kahuna. Right, Bikurim says the Marafolda. Shachayev adam lahavi bukure admaso. Tichsev reishis bikurei maso tavi beis hashem lakecha. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Vosa bikurim meim lam shir. Also bikurim, there's no shir. Shiachalasos kol sadei bikurim. Right, you can leave your whole field bikurim. At the Hashem, we'll see. Again, bikurim only applies to the shivas haminim. Different than Peah, different than Lecher and Shechacha, because it's only by the Shivas Aminim, She Eretz Yisrael Neshtabcha Behem. V'harayon, what does Rayon mean? Going to the Beis HaMikdash on Aliyah L'Regel. How long do you have to be there? How many times on Yom Tov do you have to be there? However you want. Right, the Pasuk says, again, the Marav Fulda says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeh calls a Zechorcha. Right, all three times a year. V'lo Yeh Fanai Reikam. And what is the Ein Lashir? L'Re'iyas Panim. Kal Emas Deboi. Whenever you want. Ayil U'mischazi Menafak. You can go into the Beis HaMikdash and come out. That's Re'ayon also. No Shir Mida Araisa. Yeah, we know. There are Kabbanas that has to be brought. U'gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim. Acts of kindness. The Mara Folda adds. Bigufo. Begufo, right? Gemilas Chasadim, Begufo. We'll have to Bamono. There's Stucka, there's different Shiurim, but Begufo, Ein Lo Shir, and he quotes, Biker Cholom, and Achim Avedam Avos Ameis. Bamono, Gon Stucka, Yesh Lo Shir Chomesh, there is, right? Hamavazbeis, Avavazbeis Yoser Michomesh. Gemilas Chasadim, there is no specific Shir. There are actions that are demanded, Midrabanan, but no specific amount to those actions. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel, if you remember this Rambam, the Rambam says in Perek Yudalid of Hilchas Avel, Mitzvah Saseh Shal Devrehem, there's a mitzvah Durabanan, Levaker Cholim, Ulanachim Avelim, Ulahotzi Ameis, all the mitzvahs Benadim Lachavero, Renichim Avelim and Biker Cholim, Ulahakles Akal, Ulavaz Orchim to accompany guests, Ulasop, called Sarchia Kfura, Ulasis Kalakase for all the mitzvahs relating to burial, Vachinla Samecha Chasin Vakala, Ulasadam, called Sarchayim, to Samecha Chasin Vakala and to help him, Ve'eluin Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo, She'ein Lahem Shiur. Right, the Rambam quoting Armishta, the Rambam learned Peah. Right, all the Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo, that have a Shiur, all of these. Afalpi, then the Rambam adds, Afalpi she mitzvos elu mi divrehem, even though these are all drabanan created, harehin bechlal v'yahav l'recha kamocha. They're included in the larger mitzvah of Adrecha Kamocha, kol dvarim shatarot sesh yasu osam l'cha acherim, all things that you want others to do to you, asei otan ata l'achicha, batorah u'bemitzvos. Whatever you want done to you, make sure you do to your friend, batar of mitzvahs, mida oraisa, vasalatal l'reacha kamocha. Then the Rambam gets into comparing each of them, right? Levoyas archim is the greatest, the Rambam says, right? Tzchar ha-levoya meruba menakol, vuachok shechachagu avram avinu, vaderach haches v'shenoagba, ma'achil, mashke, v'chulu, hachras v'archim, bikur cholom. The Rambam goes through all the details there in Hilchos Avel. But that's the Rambam has that, our lashon, of Ein Lahem Shiur. He quotes that in Avel. And the Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah has no shear. Right? So Talmud Torah is, we had at the end of Maseches Brachos, we just had, right? It's like a baby nursing, right? The last daf. A baby nurses at all hours of the day and the night. So to Talmud Torah, a Jew is connected and must be connected to Torah all day and all night. Remember that Ran in the Dharma on Dav Ches, where the Gemara says that your Yotze Talmud Torah, Kriyash Bashachas Va'arvis. The Ran says, what are you talking about? Chas V'Shalom. A Jew has to learn B'chol Gufo Yomam V'Layla. And he explains a different shot. What exactly does that mean? That a person has to learn, Shachris Va'arvis, one is Yotze. There is a discussion in the Achronim, we've had a shir about this in the past, and that is, when we're not learning, how do we look at our lives? You know, we're not learning, so we're allowed to eat, and we're allowed to do carpool, and we're allowed to make a living. So how do we look at our life at that moment? So the Vilna Gaon, which Vilna Gaon? Right here. The Vilna Gaon in Shnos Eliyahu right here. The Vilna Gaon says, well, let's continue reading the Mishnah because he comments on the last line of the Mishnah. So let's hold off for a second. Right, these mitzvos, a person eats from their fruit in Olam Hazeh, even this Hanan Olam Hazeh, and the principle stands for Olam Haba also. Kibud Ava'im, right, one of the amazing mitzvahs on the Aseret Dibros, Vigim Milas Chasadim, that's also on the first list, Vavash Shalom Bedan Machavero, bringing shalom, bringing peace, right? Trivia question, where did we have this back in Maseches Brachos? Hava shalom. Then we had the two Amoram that were once traveling to the southern cities in order to bring shalom between the cities. And I forgot about Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish maybe, and what they found that one of the Chazanim were adding in the adjectives, like Tokadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'ozes, Ha'gibar. So the Charedim there quoted this Mishnah, right? Hava shalom yad l'chavera. V'tam Torah k'neged kulam. And tam Torah k'neged kulam, k'neged all the mitzvahs. So there is, in the world of Shnos Eliyahu, there is a famous gra. Maybe it's the most famous, we'll make it famous right now. The famous Shnos Eliyahu in his commentary on Mishnayos. So the gra says, what do you mean, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? So says the gra. That, why do we say, Osebi Mitzvah Padron Mitzvah usually, but if it's Talmud Torah, you keep learning, even if it's as long as it is Efshel L'Kayim Al Yedei Acher, but if not, you have to stop learning. Why is it so crucial? Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So then he says, just find the Lashon, it's a longer piece. Says the Gra. V'nagad Atana, Hadetein La Talmud Torah Shir, Lamata, Lahoros, Shetzarach Adam Ma'od Ma'od, Lachabe V'satora, to Bechol Teva V'teva Shalamad Ba, Hu Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. Every letter, every word that we learn is a separate mitzvah. V'haraya sheyotzi b'teva achas, mitzvos limud ha-Torah, sheshkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvos. Right, v'haseichel m'chaye b'zeh. And therefore, the logic dictates that we learn every second that we have bimkom other mitzvos, if the others can be done by others. B'pnei shekol teva v'teva b'fnei atzmi, mitzvah gedola, v'shkula k'neged kulam. V'yimkein l'kishalomi l'mashal daf echad, mekayim kama meyos mitzvos. Right, if somebody learns one page, there's hundreds of mitzvahs. V'yim kein bevada yoser tov l'kayim mea mitzvahs b'mitzvah achas. Rak, kishiyef shal l'kayim adei acher, right, if one cannot, right, it's printed right here in the Likud Mishnos Eliyahu, which I have on the page here. You have that there? Right, anyway, so so says the Gra, it's just that when you have to, you know, some other mitzvah has to be done, so his lashon is, you're allowed to do it, because kishiyef shal l'kayim adei acher azai rashoi levatel. Levatel. What does that mean? Says the Gra, really, our whole life has a chiyuv Talmud Torah every second of our life. But when we're doing other things, it's like a dechiyah. It's bittul Torah, but it's bittul Torah that we're allowed to do. Right? That's like asidocha lo saseh. Right? It's something that we're allowed to be, that's be involved in other things. But it's not that the chiyuv ever disappears. It's just that we're allowed to be doche Talmud Torah for mitzvahs that, you know, are ef shel asay de'achirim, making a living and living life. Most other achronim don't assume that way. The Stipler in Maseches Brachos and many others, and the Ar Sameach says no. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is formulated as any free time that a person has. A person has to know how much free time they have. Meaning, if they're doing other things that we should be doing, making a living and taking care of our children and all the other things, then there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah at that moment. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is when we have the opportunity to learn. And, you know, when it's not that it's doche, right? But it's that the chiyuv doesn't exist at that moment, right? That's what the Ar Sameach says that. And that's why there's a sliding scale, depending on who you are, right? And not every single person. Some people have more ability to sit, and some people have more other responsibilities. It doesn't mean that, you know, the famous Rabbi Yisrael Salanter story, Rabbi, I have no time, I only have 5 minutes. Should I learn Musar or Gemara? You know, learn Musar so you'll see that you have more time. So we have to be honest with ourselves. But one has to recognize that the Ar Sameach, and Hilchos Talmud Torah, again, and others say that it's a sliding scale, and it's Keneged Kulam, and we have to learn every free second of our life as much as we can. Okay, there's a lot more there, but let's continue and we'll see how much time there is. So says the Gemara. First Gemara, Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Peah. Eilud varam she'en lem shir v'chulu. Rabbi Yamin ben Bar Levi, Amar, Rabbi Yislav, Rabbi Ami, Havayasu Makshui, they were sitting and asking, Amrin lama lo tanina truma imhon. Why isn't truma on the list? right? The Mara Fulda says, Bahadi Hanaf Dein Lahem Shir. Right? Why isn't Truma on the list of the ones that don't have a Shir on a Torah level? Shaharei Truma Nami Ein La Shir. Right? Truma also doesn't have a Shir. Lo Lamata. Not minimum. Shechita achas poteres es kol akrim in haTorah. That's a line from Shmuel in the Bavli also. Right? There's no minimum lashon. One little grain paters the whole kri from truma. Right? It's not tevel anymore regarding truma. One little bit. Kedamar Shmuel, like Shmuel says in Maseches Chulin, ulamala nami. Tanam berakam adachal. Also, we learned in Maseches Chala haomer kol garni truma. If I say my whole garment should be truma, lo amar klum, achi shar mixas, hayim shir kolshu truma. Right, if I left a tiny amount, that's good enough. So we assume that also means that that's not called a shir. Right, if 99.9%, that's not called a shir. Right, that's the havamina here. Right, and that's the had the Mara full day. So truma doesn't have a shir midaraisa. So answers the Gemara. Two answers. Amar of imi, mipnei machlokas. Number one, machlokas. What's machlokas? The Mara Folda says, tupshatim. Number one, there is a machlokas, whether there's a shear or not. Right? How much you're allowed to be marba? The Mishnah is saying trumos. Right? Maybe there is a shear. And therefore, because there's a machlokas about it, we don't want to have anything in this Mishnah that has machlokas. Or, there are distinctions within truma. Truma includes trumas meiser. Truma includes challah. Truma includes other items that are called truma, and therefore those have shiur, maybe some of them, and therefore they're not on the list. That's another pshat. The Rash, also the Rash Bishans on the Mishnayis mentioned that. That answer number one. Answer number two: Amar Biosi, Adam Osa Kol Sadeu Bikurim, Vein Adam Osa Kol Sadeu Truma. No, reject the Havamina that we just said. Remember, we said, oh, as long as you leave a little bit, we have to leave a little bit. I can't make my whole field truma. Which means there is a maximum amount, right? 99.9%, but there's still a maximum amount. Bikurim, you can make your whole field bikurim, right? The whole field, right? The Mara Folda says, Reishas kol bikure, kol v'hai kol ashminan to osa adam kol sadeo bikurim. Mashenki truma, you have to have reishisa, right? Shiare nikarin, you have to have some of it nikar, and therefore that doesn't count. That's not on the list. There is a big discussion. There's a Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda in Yaradea Reish Aleph said, I'm about to tell you a Chiddush that nobody's ever said before in the history of the Jewish people. That's something very, very dangerous to say. At that time, nobody else had said it. But after the Noda Bihuda, we found the Tosas Rid. So we have a Tosas Rid on Maseches Kedushin that says exactly the same thing as the Noda Bihuda. So the Noda Bihuda in his day, you know, there was nobody else that said it. But it's a Tosas Rid that said it hundreds of years before. And that is, if you look very closely at this Lashon of Shmuel, Chita Achas Poteres Es Akri. There's two aspects to Truma. Chita Achas Poteres Es Akri, the Lashon of Chazal is Meduyak. There's no mitzvah of Nesinas Truma if you give one tiny little grain. That's not the mitzvah of Nesina. That paters the Kri. That removes the Shein Tevel. That's true. But you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of giving Truma. What, you give him one barley seed? That's the mitzvah of giving truma? No. Your field is no longer tevel. But that's not, that doesn't pot to the creed. So that's the Tosas Rid and the Nobi Huda are both medayik in that lashon. Tosas Rid and Kiddushin Nunches. Af al pisha mitzvah so bakach, im eina rotsa lakai mitzvah zu, vatarm chita achas mikola kri, nitkan, viyatsamide tivlo, ela shalokiyem mitzvah nesina. But you were not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Nesina. The Maram Chalava also says this in Maseches Pesachim. But again, it's the Noda Bihuda says this in Yeradeh. I'll just read you his Lashon. V'yeshli lomar bazeh davar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shumafarish oposek. Again, he knew Kol Tarkula at that time. But it's still, you know, to say that I'm going to tell you a chiddush, maybe it's said by someone. But anyway, that's what he says. And that's what he's mechalik. There's a mitzvah of hafrashas truma and a mitzvah of nesinas truma. Right? A difference between the two. So that's what the Nodbi says. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Hativon, question. So you're telling me everything in the Mishnah has no shear, but if it has any amount of a shear, even a tiny amount that should not be in the Mishnah, like truma, hariyom or peya? What about peya? Hare ein adam osa kalsa deo peyo, vitanita. Right? You can't leave your entire field peya either. And it's in, right? The Mara Folda quotes the Tosefta, the first Tosefta in peya, right? Ein adam osa kalsa deo peya. A person cannot leave their whole field as peya. So what's the difference between peya and truma? Why is Peah on the list and not Truma? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's a difference. Why? Kitziras shibolas harishon edoma lemeirucho. When does the chiyuv of Truma kick in? When I've made the pile of smoothed out the pile in the field, what's called meruach, then there's a chiyuv to give Truma. But when is the chiyuv by Peah? The second I cut the first thing, breki sixer. When I cut the first stalk, that's when the chiyuv kicks in. So the second I cut the first stalk, I'm holding that stalk, the rest of the field could be given as Peah. So really, I can make my whole field Peah. You know, right after I take my little piece, it's not like I have to do the whole processing. The second I cut, so that's out. That doesn't count, right? That first one, because that's that one is in my hand already. But the entire field after that. So again, kasira shibola sarishona domala meirucha. That's similar. That's when the chiyuv kicks in, like meiruach truma. Achila katsa shibola sarishona. Before I cut the first stalk, lonas chayva seopeya. There is no chiyuv of peya. Misha katsa shibola sarishona. Once I cut the first one, nischayva kolsa deopeya. The rest of the whole field is mechuyev, and bikesh lazos kol sadeo peosa, right? And I can make the whole field in peya at that point, right? The first one is excluded; it doesn't count. We're in the middle of the sentence, but I have to leave some for tomorrow's daf. But again, so far that's the halacha that we learned. A person is not allowed to lead their whole field peya, but that's only before they start. The second that they take that first katsira, so then it is okay, and that's why it is okay to be on the list in the Mishnah, because it's different than Truma. Different than Truma. Truma cannot leave the whole field while Peah can. Okay, we have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala in Maseches Peah in these 8 prakim that Baruch Hashem we will be able to learn.